This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on patient named Veronica Ercolino, V-E-R-O-N-I-C-A, E-R-C-O-L-I-N-O, date of birth 08-08-1946, date of appointment September 15, 2025, requesting a physician. Bipin Patel, B-I-P-I-N-P-A-T-E-L. Dear Dr. Patel, I have the pleasure of seeing Veronica Ercolino today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 79-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 8-27-2025. Because of the 2 days history of dizziness, lightheadedness, feeling off. He was feeling she is about to fall and about to pass out. She was having decreased vision and double vision. She was having headache and difficulty walking. MRI of the brain done. We did not show any stroke, but it shows a small cystic cavitation in the bilateral cerebellum. Echocardiogram also done. CT angiogram did not show any stenosis. Patient has a history of atrial fibrillation and on Eliquis 5 mg 2 times daily. Aspirin was added in the hospital, but it was discontinued. She is allergic to statin. Since she came from the hospital, she is doing good. She feels better, no dizziness. Metoprolol was increased. Past medical history, CHF, hypothyroidism, COVID-19, GERD, emphysema. Past surgical history, ovarian tumor removed, left breast biopsy, nasal septoplasty. Cataract surgery with insertion of intraocular lens. Tonsillectomy, adenoidectomy, appendectomy, cholecystectomy. Allergy to cetirizine, montelukast, penicillin, pseudoephedrine. Raspberry, rizovastatin, scallops, shrimp, simvastatin, Brazil nut, raspberry, scallops, shrimp. Medication, latanoprost, apixaban 5 mg 2 times daily, fluticasone, ergocalciferol, levothyroxine, deltaizine, metoprolol, acetaminophen, albuterol, ascorbic acid, furosemide, multivitamin, polyethylene glycol. Social history. Okay. Smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is widowed. lives alone, family history, mother disease, father disease, cancer, one sister with cancer, review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having vertigo, muscle pain, physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation. Heart S1S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft bowel sound, present next upper, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysart, 3 of pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. She is walking with the help of the walker. Assessment and plan, 79-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, old stroke. Number 2, dizziness. Number 3, TIA. Next paragraph. The MRI of the brain did not show any new stroke, but it shows old stroke in the cerebellar hemispheres. Her dizziness has gone. She was advised to take aspirin, but she is not taking. She needs some medication for lowering lipids. She is going to talk to her cardiologist about that. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 6 months. Continue the Eliquis 5 milligrams 2 times daily.